will have to get out of the way. The big defeat by Finn Harps against Dundalk on Friday night, 7-0. That's a big score in any division.
Yeah, I was at the game, and really, I think from the start, Dundalk got the early goal and really controlled the game. Unfortunately, I think Finn Harps looked really jaded, looked tired, and never got the grips with Dundalk. And the 7 goals, you know, they pushed, but I didn't actually think Dundalk played at their best either, which was the worrying thing, you know.
Well, that's one of the things I want to speak to you about, because, you know, it looks like a two-horse race at this very, very early stage of the season. Well, they're into the second, third, but it's still early. Dundalk on 34 points. You've Cork City on 30 and Derry City and Shamrock Rovers on 24. That's big gaps straight away. That's 10 points between third and the leaders, Dundalk. And Cork City playing Dundalk quite soon. If Cork City don't win, is it a one-horse race?
Well, I think it was a pivotal weekend in the league. I think you just said it. Derry needed to get a point down in Cork, I think, to keep the race open. And now it's for me, it's a two horse race. It's straight down to Dundalk and Cork. And if Cork don't beat Dundalk when they play them next, then it'll be 7 points, and that'll be a hell of a gap. And I think right away Derry and Shamrock Rovers aren't going to claw back 10 points. And then you're looking back for, I think, Galway on 21 and Pats on 20. You know, Pats are out of the race already. So, unfortunately, at this stage, it looks like it's going to be a two-horse race, very much like it was last year, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's unfortunate, probably from the league's point of view, because people lose interest if it's a one-horse race.
Well, it's not as exciting. And, you know, one of the things I remember from, you know, my time managing the league, that was every year, you know, the league went to the last two or three games before you knew who was going to win the league title, and there was a number of titles decided on goal difference or by the odd point, and that hasn't happened for a while. But you have to credit Dundalk. You know, they've built their squad really, really well. They've added every year over the last two, three seasons. They've won the first league, they've won the double, and now they're just looking as if they're going to get further and further away from everybody else. And the big shock for me this year has probably been Shamrock Rovers. They haven't really mounted any sort of form. You know, they'll win one, they'll draw one, they'll lose, and they've been a big disappointment to me. And I think, yeah, Dundalk, if somebody doesn't catch them up over the next year or two, then it's going to get worse.
Would the fact that there are so many games coming so fast in the league, you know, you're talking about midweek, you're talking about the weekend, and you're back maybe Monday, Tuesday again, the fact that, you know, it doesn't give the part-time teams like Finn Harps a chance to compete with the people with the money?
No, it's very difficult, because you've only looked, Harps have a game on Tuesday night, I think, away to Pats. And, you know, they're part-time players. And as I said, I thought they looked jaded. They looked tired. They obviously put in a tremendous performance on the Tuesday to Derry City. Mm-hmm. And that seemed to take its toll. And there's no doubt about it. If you're full-time, the recovery's better. You're able to train. Your players are resting better. And that's a massive gap. But when we talked about the start of the year, you know, we said that Finn Harps they'd encounter that. Every week they'd play difficult matches, and they'd have to, the strength of the squad will be tested, you know. The only positive coming out is, look, listen, their league position wasn't going to be dictated to with the results against the likes of Dundalk and Cork or Derry or Shamrock Rovers. Harps have to pick up points against the Wexfords, the Brays, the Longfords and the Bohemians, and that's their league. Unfortunately, there's two leagues within the Premier Division at the moment.
Clearly, that's the position now. Well, we'll take a look at the bottom half of the table. And I suppose a surprise over the weekend, the victory by Wexford Youth against Shamrock Rovers.
Yeah, that was a real surprise. And again, it's probably a result that doesn't help Parks, because they're on 13 points and Wexford and I on 12. And, you know, it's... That's a result that really jumped out at me at the weekend. As I say, Shamrock Rovers, when you look at their squad and the quality of people they have in their squad, it's their performances have been up and down.
And Bohemians are another team that are doing very poorly, only scoring 8 goals in total.
Yeah, well, I think Bohs sort of pushed above their weight last year, and I think the budget that they would have down there would dictate probably finishing around, you know, 6th, 7th, 8th, and they're probably where I expect them to be. You know, the bottom as it is, from Harps down, it's Harps, Wexford, I think, Bohs, Bray and Longford, and And realistically, that's the bottom teams in the table. And as I say, Harps need to finish on top of that if they can, or certainly outside the bottom three. That's their task this year. I think Ollie's job is to try and motivate and lift the players. Obviously, it's a demoralising defeat, but he's got to control that situation and make the players realise that, you know, those sort of games aren't going to decide whether they stay in the Premier Division or not.
No. Can Harps, in your opinion, having seen them on Friday, you mentioned they were tired, but do you think, are they good enough to be able to avoid relegation?
Well, I'd seen them now on three occasions, and that was the worst I've seen them play. Prior to that, I thought they always had a good shape about them. They're certainly good from set pieces. My worry is, obviously, they struggle to score goals, and I think as the campaign goes on, it's whether the squad can take the number of games and the quality of opposition. So hopefully they can turn the form back. They've got a difficult game on Tuesday. I think they're in the cup. But right now, look, they've got enough points to say that if they can repeat what they did in the first round, another 12 points, even 10 points, I think that'll set up nicely for the last section of games. You know, but it's going to be difficult. It's going to be tight, you know, and right now themselves, Wexford and Bowes are all very, very close. The only satisfaction is that both Bray and Longford seem incapable of putting the win together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard the Wexford youth manager early on in the season suggest that you need a point a game. So I think you're talking about 33 points or thereabouts to avoid relegation.
36 points, you're definitely avoiding relegation. You know, so if you can pick up sort of three wins and three draws out of every round, then you'll certainly be safe. And that's what Harps did, I think, in the first round. They've already got a point from this round away to Derry, which is a good point. As I say, I think for them, it's the home games against Wexford and Bowes and Bray and Longford where they're going to have to try and pick up their wins.
Mm-hmm. Overall, again, as I asked you before, what's the story in the league? You know, are you satisfied with the publicity that the league's getting? Is it getting enough for the standard that's appearing each weekend?
Well, I certainly think, look, obviously you've got the live games on TV, you've got the Monday night soccer show, you've got some of the games on Satanta, so they're certainly getting the right publicity. For me personally, I think the quality that was in the league, say, 5-6+ years ago isn't there, but that's all down to finances, you know, and a lot of the clubs have cut their budgets and cut back, and as you say, there's probably more part-time teams in the league now than there was 4 or 5 years ago, and that's going to affect the quality, it's going to affect the ability of players to recover and play at a consistent level. And that's why you're seeing, I think, Dundalk be so dominant, and obviously Cork are pushing them. As I say, I'm a bit surprised the Shamrock Rovers aren't a bit closer, but they just don't seem to have the right mix within their squad or whatever it is.
Anybody standing out so far this season that you've seen? You've seen a number of games since.
Yeah, well, I think I kept saying about Ronan Finn. I thought he was very bad the other night. I thought Daryl Horgan always has a bit of quality, and he scored a tremendous goal the other night. So for me, you've got to look at Dundalk. I think their back four is really, really solid, and I think they've got quality in midfield. And I say Ronan Finn, for me, is a match winner. The other night, it was Daryl Horgan who caught the eye, because I think he scored and was involved in at least two of the goals. So for me, they're the standout players. When I seen Cork play, I thought they were workmanlike without being fantastic. Derry, very much the same. For me, Derry's got Rory Passion, who's a good goal scorer, good finisher. Outside of that, there's nobody really jumping out at me at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Sligo Rovers, we mentioned about them doing poorly at the beginning, but they seem to have been coming through now quite strongly.
Yeah, thank God. You know, I was a bit worried for Sligo for a while there before they got that first win, and they're now on 16 points. And look, I think they'll be settling in around that sort of sixth or seventh position, unfortunately. The poor start, look, you know, you're never going to win the league in the first, say, 6 or 7 games, but you'll certainly lose it. And they had a poor start, but they seem to have had a bit of form. They've got some nice footballers. I think it just took a while for probably some of the newer players to blend in and blend into the league. And you've got Rafael Catero and a few of the experienced players now beginning to play their part as well. So Sligo, thankfully, seem to have turned the corner, and I think they'll be well safe in mid-table.